I'm Michael.
I'm Dan.
Good to see you, Dan. Danny, thus says the Lord. My son, I'm the one that brought you forth. My hands were your cradle. My heart called out and spoke your destiny and your call. From before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called your name. And you are here by intention as a fulfillment of my destiny. And I have been unfolding page after page after page for you, one page at a time. I have never allowed you to run ahead of me, even though it is in your nature to run ahead, to try to know what's coming around the corner. But I've not allowed you to do that. I've made you keep pace with me, says God. My son, I've placed in you, in your heart, a desire to understand how things work, to understand how things work on the inside, to understand the belly, the deep side of things, to understand how the machines work, to understand how people work, to understand how the world works. I've put this divine curiosity, this need in your heart, says God. And this is from me. This is not a weird thing. This is not an odd thing, and this is not even a human thing, but this is a divine thing from me that I would put within you this curiosity to understand how things work. The Lord says, my son, in these days, I'm going to begin to deepen that. I'm going to open doors for you. Brother, I see doors opening and cracks and just cracks and light beginning to shine forth. My son, that's just the vision that goes with the word. My son, I'm going to open doors for you, doors of understanding, doors of revelation. I'm going to open doors for you into the hearts of people with knowledge who are going to take you under their wing and begin to give you knowledge of this, knowledge of this. They're going to train you. They're going to see you as an aid, as an assistant. You're going to be called an aid. You're going to be called an assistant. You're going to be called an apprentice, says God. All these terms are for me, and this is a time for that. And as you do that, says God, it will be like an anointing or a honey of favor drops on you. And brother, I get a vision of you know, one of those honey sticks that's the thing that's got the little grooves cut in, you stick it down in the jar of honey, and you pick it out, and you could drip it on whatever you want. And I see God take a big stick of what looks like honey, and he holds it over you and drips it, but it's the favor of God dripping down on you like honey coming down on you. And at times this favor, says God, is going to be inconvenient, my son, for favor also means that demands will be placed on you and there will be expectation. So this is a day when I declare it a day of expectation, says God. I will build and release expectation in others for you, says God, and they will naturally begin to draw you into my purposes in the coming days, says God. I also call these days, says God, days of friendship, where I'm going to give you new friendships, even as I have broken is not quite the same word, even as I have disappeared friendships. Even as I've disappeared friendships, says God, I'm going to create new friendships in this day. This is a day, says God, when I say to you, be careful for your friends. Don't forget your friends, but rather treasure each one. Get their numbers. Call. I'm going to give you a cell phone with lots of minutes, says God. That's almost against my theology. But I'm going to. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going to give you, says God, a cell phone with lots of minutes. I tell you, call your friends, for I'm going to give you new friends in the coming days that are going to surprise you. But because of my favor on you, friendships are going to develop. And I'm going to give you friendships in the next 18 months, says God, that will be lifelong friends. So pay attention to the ones I bring up next to you, for you will have them as friends for as long as you live and or for as long as they live, says God. These are days of favor, and these are days when I'm going to increase the intensity of the curiosity in you to know why. And the question is, why is this happening, and why is that happening, says God. I've made you a man that I will give the answer to, says the Lord.
As you were sitting here, I heard the Lord saying that he's breaking off disappointment off of your life. He's breaking the assignment of disappointment off of you. The Lord showed me a picture of you, and you were, it's as if though everyone around you were walking on solid ground, and they were walking and kind of going about their business, and you were on ice, and it was like you were ice skating at times. It was kind of slippery, and you were kind of fumbling a little bit, and you felt almost like, why is it that it takes extra work for me, and yet everyone seems to go forward? But I hear the Lord saying, I'm teaching you something that they don't understand. And even I hear the Lord saying that, the very thing that the enemy has used to kind of, get others to come against you with, I hear the Lord saying, watch and see how I turn that around and use that for my glory. Watch and see how I set you up to be a blessing. And then that those very ice skates, suddenly you learn and you gain momentum and you began to move on that ice very swiftly and with speed. And I hear the Lord saying, you're going to pick up a momentum and you're going to start going and you're going to start accelerating in the things of God in a new way. Because there's a wisdom in you that God is just going to begin to release in new ways. Also, you've come out of a season where part of that word with the disappointment was you wanted the touchdown. You weren't able to fully get the touchdown. You had to give in for a field goal. Again, the Lord says, don't despise the day of small beginnings. You have stepped into, and there has been some quick growth, but yet there have been seasons, there have been some things in your life, almost like you wanted more. You wanted a more quicker growth. You wanted more visual results quickly. I hear the Lord saying, son, you're in it for the long haul. And you've only seen the beginning. And you're now in a season of quick miracle grow. You're now in a season where God's going to do things fast and quickly. So therefore, be encouraged and set your heart straight, because God's about to show you a new way. And he's going to bring a joy to you, the very thing that you've desired. For there's a preacher in you, and there's a pastoral heart that God's put on you. You love people, and you have a heart for the broken. You have a heart for those who've had to go through things in life, those who've been laughed at, those who've been mocked at. You have a heart for those people. And God says you can understand those people and give wisdom to those people to help them move forward. And I saw you serving like a pastoral voice to people in coffee houses. I saw you in a group in a coffee house sharing from the word. I saw you at a bowling alley with another group sharing from the word. I saw you in different settings and just in the coolest ways. And you looked really cool, by the way, and you look very cool. And God, in who you are, God has made you magnetic. People are going to be drawn to you. They're going to continue to be drawn to you because there's a testimony that you have. God says, I've given you a testimony. I've worked in your life. God has done something great, and it's a testimony of fire, and people are going to be drawn to the hand of God in your life, and that's going to increase. So have that testimony ready at any given moment, because God's going to start bringing them from the left, from the right, from all sides, and they're going to pull on you and draw on you. And I even see those in the secular arena pulling on you to come and speak into their organizations. I saw you speaking at nonprofit organizations, and you sharing with individuals from the community. I saw you sharing with children from that community, and really being a model and really being a voice of success, and saying, here is how I got to where I am today. They're going to pull on you because there's a testimony, and God's going to make sure that your testimony gets broadcasted, because in that, the Lord's going to open opportunity for you to preach and to share all the wonderful things that God has done for you. Don't worry about your finances. I hear God saying, you're going to be all right. God's just going to provide for you. He's going to flow in for you in such a powerful way. But this is the season where you are going to get out of the boat. You are going to step out of the boat. I see you kind of in this boat, and you've been rowing with one oar, and it's been a lot of work just to get to where you are today. And I'm here to tell you, brother, it's not going to be the work. You're going to hit a stride. You're going to hit a new anointing. You're going to get your second wind, and you're going to begin to go in a new way. And this time it won't be, God, what are you doing? This time it's, God, let's do this. And you're going to flow with God in a new way and understand the anointing that's on your life to begin to advance in a new way. So rejoice.
Amen. How you doing? Daniel?
Yes.
Not Danny? Not Dan? Daniel. I like that. Strength. How old are you?
I am 24.
24. Not married yet, are you?
No.
You will be. And that's one of the questions you had walking up here tonight. Who is she, Lord? Did I blow it? Is there a second chance? Or do we erase the board and start all over? You know, God has incredible ways of bringing her to us when we really trust him. And you are right now in the zone of trust. You're right in that bubble of having to believe God that he is more capable than you. He's smarter than you. He can choose women better than you. And he has amazing ways of you crossing paths at the right place at the right time. Perfect. What will happen, your eyes will almost pop out of your head. That's when you know it's God. It's like, not only you get the first look that stuns you, it's the second, third, and fourth look that come immediately. And that's going to happen to you, brother. I just felt praying for you over there in the front row that God's got a stunning one for you. And you will say, as we all do, sometimes just a few months after our marriages, we all go, I don't deserve her. She's way above my pay grade. But thank you, Lord, for the gift. And God's got a gift. And you don't have to go running around chasing, getting online, and checking them all here and there and asking your buddies for references and all that. Just, you need to be like Adam. How Adam was? Asleep. So tonight, the Lord says, Daniel, go to sleep. And I will bring her to you. So he did with Adam. And all you say, he went, Adam, look. And he goes, wow, man. Of course, he was the only woman there, but he was like, wow, bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. So God's got the woman thing all cared for, all right? You need to just hear that from a total stranger that says, hey, God, thank you. I've been really kind of working that out a lot in my brain and my mind and my heart even. You've had a few attempts, but you need to just say, you know, Lord, I don't want to blow it, and I don't want to mess up somebody else's wife. Hello? So it's like, I just see like your hands going like this, almost like, whoa, not going to touch anything until God brings her. And that's safe. That's a safe place in God. Very safe. God's really concerned that you can keep walking in a safe place with him. Safe in relationships. Safe in your identity. I believe there's a whole new level of revelation God's going to reveal to you about who you are in Christ. I think that's really an important revelation that he wants to bring to you. He really wants you to get to know him as dad. I'm dad. I'm father. You're son. We're good together. I made you. And all these words that just need to wash over your soul. I think you fear the Lord. I think you worship him. You understand he created everything. But God says, I want to get really close and intimate with your heart. He's going to just come and surround you with a big bear hug, you know. He's going to love on you. He's going to be there. You're going to hear his voice. Tonight's a night God's just coming to bring a whole new clarity of his voice to you. And you're just going to hear his voice clearer and clearer in the days to come. That's going to come in conjunction with the washing of the water of the word, with the transforming of your mind, getting in the book, reading it over and over, meditating on it. All opens up the ear canal, the inner ear canal, opens up your spiritual eyes. These are all God's ways of training us like a father trains a son. He's going to train you. You're in training. So God's got some great plans for you. And you've even wondered, God, what's my real job going to be? What's my ultimate career? And the Lord says, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. Because you're not going to hit your ultimate for years to come yet. But you are going to progress in the ways of God. God's going to take you from this, then to this. All pathways of process and progression into being just a man after God's own heart. And to be almost, you know, to really be an ambassador for Christ in all you do. So in some ways, I say this not flippantly. It's like, it really doesn't matter what you're going to do. Like with your hands and your head, the doing and getting a paycheck, it's because God says, you're my ambassador wherever I send you. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're sweeping a floor, working at a computer, or driving a vehicle, or fixing a vehicle. Whatever it is, you're his ambassador. God will set you on that path. He'll get you there. I don't think your education process is over yet. There's like one more level of education that's going to God's going to download into you to train you and get you ready for the next step that he has. And so the Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. The steps, we do it step by step by step. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here's the last thing I want to just encourage you with. Do you have a passport?
No.
Get one. Monday. Start researching. Monday. I'm serious. It's urgent because you got to go. In the next 12 months, you will leave America. And by the way, you need a passport to do that. So you're going to leave this United States of America. And you're going to go to a foreign field. And I think Pastor Al has a real voice into that. He has a real voice because of his apostolic calling to send you. He's going to send you somewhere. That's about as clear as I can say it prophetically. You are going to be sent. That's what the apostolic means. Sent. In one word, it means sent. So you are going to be sent. And it's going to be, I got a great idea. However he packages it, listen for that word. We really feel we should send you there. Because they pray for you. This house loves you. You're well watered here and well shepherded. But I just want to say one more thing. You're not going to be here the rest of your life. Some people are going, oh. And then some are going, good. Because we send, you know. We send people in the kingdom of God. It's part of our commission. So that's just like little signs. That was a little soundbite of the whole song of your life. Get a passport. You're going to go somewhere in the next 12 months. You will be sent, and it's going to open your eyes and open your ears, and it's going to open you up to the kingdom like nothing you'll find in Rochester. You just can't stay here and get all that God has for you because there's more out there. And so the power of sending is going to come upon you from this house and from these prophetic words and by the anointing of God, and these new things are all going to begin to open up. And who knows? She might be out there. You never know. You never know. Can we pray, guys? I'll pray for
him. Word says you have to go to see.
That's right.
He's called you to see.
We just release apostolic grace upon our brother Daniel, that he would have the sense that I'm being sent and I must go. Or at the same time, we ask that you open up his eyes prophetically like the prophet Daniel and give him that prophetic sight that he needs to see where it is you want to send him. Lord, we just declare these things as best we can, but Lord, come to him perfectly in spirit to spirit, heart to heart. Father this young man deeply in his heart, that he might sense your affirmation. And we just want to speak it right out of the Bible tonight. This is my beloved son, Daniel, in whom I am well pleased. In Jesus' name, amen.